stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Oh, this song gets me riled up.
Sure. How could it not? In studio with Wendy and myself right now, our friend Rich Coase. You know him and love him as Svengoolie. And
wait,
then also,
what?
Yeah.
Well, at least right. You know me.
Well, right. One of the two is true. I'm not sure which. And Jim Roach, who serves as the alleged executive producer of said show.
Alleged.
Hi, Jim. Nice to see you.
Nice to be seen. Thank you.
All right. This is big news. We saw this all over the presses. When was this? Last week?
Last week, yeah.
The presses?
Everywhere.
Yeah. The dry cleaner?
Yes.
Hey, look what we got. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was the Svengoolie action figure.
Oh, my God.
And, Bill, you knew more about the way that they produce them and such than I did.
There's a company called Figures. They're based in Florida. Mm-hmm. And what they've done is, back in the 1970s, there was a line of action figures called Mego's World's Greatest Superheroes that were the best action figures of all time.
Yeah.
Figures has picked up the mantle. They've made the ones that they didn't used to make for Mego and recreated some of the old ones. And I was on their website a week ago, and I'm looking through, and they were proud to announce the creation of a Svengoolie action figure that looks exactly like you.
Yeah, they did a great job. We sent them pictures, surprisingly taken by Jim Roach.
What?
Yeah.
And they would send prototype pictures and stuff. At one point, the hair was a little too Wonder Woman, so we had to kind of back them off on it a little bit. But they did a terrific job.
Oh, nailed it. So the process was what? Did they come to you at some point and say, we're fans of yours, we want to immortalize you in action figure form? Did you go to them and say, this is something I've always wanted? What happened?
Well, one of our marketing guys actually deals with them because we have on the MeTV site, they sell like some of the Gilligan's Island type ones and the Batman ones, of course.
Yeah.
I love the Cesar Romero with the little mustache covered
incredible.
Up.
Incredible, yeah.
And they were talking about, well, why couldn't we do a Sven action figure? Because they talked about bobbleheads and things like that. And so the two of them got together and said, well, let's give it a try. And so we did.
Okay, so 1,000 were made, correct?
Yeah, and as Bill told me, since he knows all this stuff, that's usually what they do is the first run of a figure to see how it sells.
Yeah.
And how'd it sell, Rich?
Well, in the first 24 hours or so, they sold half of them. And now they're completely sold out. In about a week, they're all gone.
Rich, I hope you realize how unprecedented that is, because they put out famous characters like Flash and all these characters you've read about in comics for years and years and years. And a lot of times they'll sell a bunch right off the bat. They'll sell a couple hundred. And then it just kind of lays there for a while. But to sell out 1,000 in a week's time, that just doesn't happen.
It's pretty amazing to me. And it's, pretty much a tribute to the people who watch my show and like what I do.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be great is Mark Hamill is such a fan of yours that he's going to put in his house Luke Skywalker next to Svengoolie.
He probably will, actually.
I know.
He knew about this, right? Didn't he contact you when he found out?
Yeah, he knew about it. Yeah, he congratulated me on moving into the realm of being an action figure. So he was.
Did you ever think in your life that this would happen, that a major toy company would say, we need to immortalize you in plastic?
No, I thought it would only be done as a joke and they'd just be one of them. I have to say that a much larger one, complete with packaging, was done for me by, the great artist Alex Ross.
Yeah.
And he did one that's about the size of like a Ken from the Barbies. And it's, of course, completely accurate. And again, a great depiction of me. It looks just like me.
That's incredible.
And, there's only two of them. I have one and he has one.
Okay, so the 1,000 went in what, 2 days? Less than a week.
In a week. The first 500 went in a day.
All right, so this is the big question everyone has. You snooze, you lose. Will there be more?
Yes, they're already talking about it, and we're not sure when, just because, that company makes so many figures, and they've got a production schedule for all these different, they make, wrestlers and mm-hmm. TV characters. And
Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera characters.
Hannibal Lecter.
So
Hannibal Lecter.
One of my favorites, by the way. You get the mask as an extra accessory.
Well,
does your coffin come as an accessory?
Not so far, no. People have been asking, why is there no coffin? Why is there no little rubber chicken? It's like, you can get little rubber chickens everywhere, folks. Believe me.
Shh, don't tell them that.
But, they're already trying to work out when they'd be able to get them together, and there definitely will be more. Please do not go on eBay where people are selling them for $100 or more, Because, you know, why waste your money? You're going to be able to get one for the price we've been selling it for. So don't, you know, just be patient.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have gone and bought it.
No, you were the one selling them.
Well,
what, are you kidding?
Well, you wouldn't autograph them for me.
Are there Svengoolie comic books?
Not yet, but that's another thing that I've talked with Alex Ross about. And part of the problem is just me having enough time to write it. Because he said he and some of his other artist friends would be more than happy to draw it. So
that
down the line,
cool.
It would be. It would be a lot of
What's
fun.
What's next for you?
What's next? Well, probably a nap. Because I'm very tired.
Svengoolie dirigibles. I think that's
hey, I've gained weight.
Hey, no, come on.
Boy. What has been the reaction from family and friends? What do they say?
They're pretty much astounded, just like me. It's pretty amazing. I got two of them, one for me and one for my mom. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
I
want to
make sure she gets
it. All right, so the likeness is dead on. It looks just like you. I didn't mean dead on, but I worked.
You did mean dead
I did
on,
mean
Bill.
Dead on. Wow. And then actually the costume that they've put him in is accurate to what you would wear on the show. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice. I think it's so funny that they actually have the little skeleton pin, but it's not a pin. It's actually printed on the lapel of the character.
Now, figures for a while, this company in Florida, I don't know if this is still an option, but when they first started doing action figures, they had a thing where you could send in pictures of yourself, and then they would create a figure based on your likeness.
Oh, really?
Do they still do that, or is that...
That I don't know. I don't know if they do that or not. I know that there's... I've seen there are other companies that will do that.
Yeah.
And I always wonder how good the resemblance is, because I'm
varies.
Sure you've seen, like, just like with bobbleheads, you know, you've seen certain ones, hey, this is supposed to be, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
So it depends on how good the person doing the sculpt is and what process they use.
And going back to the process going in, they were very detailed and very meticulous about getting really detailed pictures of him.
But they did it off of pictures. I'm shocked they didn't send a sculptor out to come out and work with you for a day or two. You would almost think that would have been...
Or like, you know, Martin Landau putting the mask on my face to make the imprint so that they could pour plastic into it.
They're always sending chiselers at you, though.
Yeah, well.
That's different.
Once again, what are you talking about yourself for?
Oh, man.
I ought to
be more careful.
Well, let's take a quick break. Rich Coase is here. You know him and love him as Svengoolie. Jim Roach is here, executive producer of that program. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Rich Coase is here. He is Svengoolie, and he has an action figure to prove it. Jim Roach is here. He's the executive producer of the show and can't prove it because he does not have an action
figure.
Action not, figure. Yet.
Nope.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Someday.
Someday, Jim.
Nope.
If you go to the MeTV.com store, it has the Svengoolie 8-inch action figure. Sold out. To find out when we'll have more Svengoolie action figures, sign up for our newsletter. I just signed up for it.
Very good.
All right, let us know when you get something.
When you get the newsletter, at least.
Yeah. Can you take some calls?
If I am allowed by you people.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Because you are controlling this, are you not?
No, your mind is.
Ooh, boy.
Steven.
I better stop thinking what I'm thinking.
Steven.
Hello there.
What's up, Steven?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hey, Sven, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Steven. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Congratulations on the action figure, though. I was one of the few lucky people to have bought one before they all sold out.
Well, that's it. It's funny, because as somebody posted on Twitter, he who hesitates is lost. And it was funny because I did see people posting, you know, I think I'll order one next Friday when I get my paycheck. And I'm sitting there like, oh, no.
Don't wait.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
So I got like two really quick questions here if you're more than willing to answer them.
Sure.
All right. So first, concerning the schedule change, not that I'm complaining. Hell, I'd enjoy an earlier time slot to myself. But, you know, at least now you're not competing with Saturday Night Live audience.
No, it's true.
but why the schedule change? How did that come about?
Well, there are a bunch of different reasons. One being...
I should point out, Rich, not to interfere, but it's a 7 o'clock start now.
Yeah, correct? 7 o'clock Central time.
Yeah.
And the reason being that in some of the markets that we're in, the stations would run... Our show was supposed to start at 10, but they would have news at 10 o'clock. So they would actually delay it by running the 10 o'clock news, then a half hour of something like Get Smart, and then we wouldn't start until like 11 o'clock, really late. And we were getting a lot of complaints about that. And also, a lot of people with kids were like, my kids can't stay up that late. So management thought, well, and also we get good ratings, so they thought it'd be good to shift it down a little earlier and see how it does there. And so far, we're doing pretty good. So
awesome. Quick question. Go ahead, Stephen. We have other callers that are dying to talk to Sven.
Yeah, sure. So name your three favorite guest stars that have appeared. Could be any from Son of Sven to now.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing. Well, back in the Son of Sven days, we had John Pertwee. One of the Doctor Who's, which was very cool. These days, it's like Dana Gould, very funny comedian.
He's so good.
He was on, and he was very funny. Gilbert Gottfried, who actually, you know, we have a lot of outtakes that we couldn't use, but he was very conscious of the fact that we're a family-type show, and he was real nice about kind of, you know, cleaning up the act a little bit.
There you go, Stephen. Congrats on getting the figure and great questions.
Yeah. You guys have a nice day now.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Was John Pertwee on because of his motion picture, The House That Dripped Blood? Is that why he was on?
No, actually, he was in town for one of the early Doctor Who conventions.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
And it was funny because he dramatic thing. I was outside, and he was in the coffin, and he throws the coffin doors open and goes, I am the Doctor. The door hit one of these big fake pillars, which came crashing down, just narrowly missing us. And without missing a beat, he goes, I think that was one of the Master's tricks. Was great.
All right, Dale's on the line. Dale, Sven's here.
Oh, Sven, I love you, brother. You make my Saturday nights great because this is the way I get the house to myself. Nobody else will watch your program with me.
Well, thanks. I think
that's a huge compliment, Rich.
Hey, I was wondering, Sven, after the action figures and stuff are done, is there any possibility we could see a Sven Rock'em Sock'em Robot collection or anything like that?
That may be a little too technical. Well, yeah, because you'd like to punch me in the face.
Well, you know.
It may be a little too technical for them to arrange. I don't know that we'll go in that direction.
And I got to tell you, I love Kerwin's Joke of the Week.
Cool.
I watch it every time it comes up, and I always wanted to post one, but I'll give you one. I'm going to give you a freebie.
All right, here it comes.
Yep. What do you get when an elephant sits on a grape? A little wine.
I'll give you a big wine for that one, Dale.
Worth every penny we paid for that.
We'll hand that along to Kerwin. Thanks,
Dale.
Thank you, Dale. Okay, is this Louie? Hi, Louie. You have a quick question for Sven.
Hi, guys. Hi, Sven. Just curious, on those 1,000 action figures that were first issued, were they numbered?
No, I don't believe they were numbered like, you know, the perfect collector's editions would be. But anyone you get, just say it was the first one.
Thanks, Louie.
That's all I wanted to know.
All right, thanks, Louie. And one more real quick. Carrie's on the line. Carrie, Sven's here.
Hey, Rich. Obviously, ditto everybody, everything said. I'll watch you anytime you're on. 7's better for me because I'm 50. I'm getting old. 7 to 9 is better. But question for you. On your website, and I get the newsletter, of course, and on the website for Halloween appearances, it says more to come. You coming out west anywhere? I live in Sycamore, Illinois. And a couple of years ago, you went to San Jose Village's Zuzman Park. Anything you can divulge, or even like Great America for Fright Fest or something?
I think that the furthest west we're going is probably Elgin at this point. Nightmare on Chicago Street, big event that they have every year. It's so much fun, and we're doing it again this year.
Well, that's close. Well, we'll see you there.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Carrie.
We'll look for you, Carrie.
You do a ton of Halloween appearances, obviously. Give a couple of highlights, what's coming up. And for people who don't hear the places they want to visit, your website will have the entire list. But
we haven't posted them all yet. That'll be coming up shortly.
Yeah.
For the first time, we're doing the Randolph Street Market, which is over on Washington right here in the city. It's a huge market, both outside and inside.
Yeah.
All sorts of great stuff, collectible stuff, antiques, clothing. And we're doing that this Sunday from 1 to 3, I believe.
That is correct.
So, and there is an admission charge just to get into it. But, you know, I will be signing and not signing like for the deaf, but I'll be signing autographs and posing for pictures for free. And wow, we got a lot of stuff this year. The Chicago Ghost Conference is going to be in Lombard coming up. The Fantasy Costumes, famous costume place in Chicago. The Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso, before they do a presentation of the musical Hair, They're having a Halloween party.
Friday
I will not be in hair, and I will not be taking off my clothes. Thank you.
Maybe that's for the better, Rich.
It probably is.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
I love these Svengoolie fans. I mean, they're just adorable. Yeah. I'm sorry. They really are. We all love you.
That's so cool. And we'll be in Volo at the Auto Museum, which we do every year. And then later that night, we're actually going to be at the Rivers Casino for a Halloween party.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. And you'll make a return, I hope, visit with us. You've done it the last three or four Halloweens, I think.
We're busy that day.
You are busy that day?
No.
You are.
I know how busy you are that day.
It's when become a tradition.
Yes, I wasn't here last time. So.
That's right. You weren't here. I got. By the way, you want a nickname?
Sure.
This will be perfect. It's so Chicago. Wendella.
I've had that nickname since I've been a little kid. My grandpa gave it to me.
How did I know?
So, actually, you're right. I do have a nickname. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why, that's incredible.
Guys,
you're
so good
reader.
To see you, both of you. And like we both said, we're in awe that they have finally recognized you with an action figure. That's fantastic. I know how exciting this is for you. So, congrats.
It is. And I really have to thank all the people out there who, you know, bought them so quickly.
Very quickly.
My jaw dropped at that. But it's a big compliment. Compliment to me, and I really thank people for doing that.
You deserve it, Rich.
It's Rich Coase. He is Svengoolie, and Jim Roach, who is the executive producer of Svengoolie Show.
Thanks for having
the
us.
New time is 7 o'clock on MeTV, so watch it. It's always great. Thanks, guys. Great
thank
to see you.
You guys are always so nice to have us in here.
Of course,
we always have a great time. Thank
good.
You.
Thank
good,
you.
Good. Some news coming up next, and then more show with me and Wendy. She's smitten. It's WGN.